Chris Godwin finished training camp without a single entry in the medical notes, and on cut day, that made him the exception in his own room. Tampa Bay's initial 53 keeps six wide receivers, including the injured Emeka Egbuka and Jalen McMillan. Per Scott Smith at Buccaneers.com, David Sills-Vee went to injured reserve with a return designation, out at least four games, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Five more receivers were waived, and the last spot went to undrafted rookie Ted Hurst III. Godwin, meanwhile, was where he has been all August, practicing. He worked through the joint sessions in Jacksonville, and after Tuesday's practice, he and Baker Mayfield said they were unimpressed with the team's physicality, per Evan Winter at A to Z Sports, the first non-medical Godwin story of the summer, and a veteran voice one. Last week's episode asked whether he would take snaps in the preseason finale or go to September on practice reps alone. Practice reps alone. The starters were rested for Friday's finale, per Brianna Dix at Buccaneers.com, and Godwin played no preseason football this summer. By choice, not by injury, which has been the answer all month. The second question was whether Egbuka's week one timeline would hold, since the target competition runs through it. It held, with a softer verb. Egbuka is on the 53, aimed at September 13th, and Todd Bowles' word on Saturday was, hopefully, per Greg Aumann, carried by Fantasy Pros, while McMillan, whom Bowles expects for week one, has also taken zero preseason snaps. The competition arrives intact on paper and untested in practice. Our June preview called Godwin a settled talent with one open question: the body, after back-to-back significant lower leg injuries, and a full camp, joint practices included, without a medical mention, is as close to an answer as August can give. He enters game week having practiced through a summer that two of the receivers around him spent rehabbing. We'll check back as the opener takes shape. Data, via NFLverse,